other?
Chile.
Huh?
Chile.
Uh huh. What about Irish? Would you ever say that?
I don't believe.
Sam, if you hadn't seen a good friend of yours in a long time, how about you express your feelings about seeing them? You say, I'm what to see you.
Oh, I'm so glad to see you.
Okay. What about proud?
No.
You wouldn't say that?
Mm-mm.
And, say someone says something kind of shocking and you sort of resented them saying it, you might say, why, the very, what were you saying that?
The very idea.
Okay. And when a friend of yours says good morning, what might you ask them then?
How are you today?
Okay. What about when you're introduced to a stranger? What might you say?
It's very nice to meet you.
Mm-hmm. Any sort of formal expression you'd use, a question? What about them? Say some people were leaving your house after a visit, you might say, well, I hope y'all come back.
Soon.
Okay, or I hope I can see you.
Again.
And how would you greet someone around December 25th?
Merry Christmas.
Okay. Any other expression?
Happy holidays.
Mm-hmm. And on the 1st of January, you'd say happy
New Year.
Do you ever hear people say Christmas gift or Christmas gift?
Christmas gift.
Uh-huh.
My sister used to do that when we'd go to Daddy's. Mm-hmm. We always went on Christmas morning. And those that came in, the ones that were there, would always, you know, greet them like that.
What did that mean exactly?
I don't know, just more or less, Merry Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Did you sort of get the feeling that then the person who said Christmas gift, was he expecting to get something, or was it just a greeting?
It was just a greeting.
Mm-hmm. And you'd say, I'm glad I carried my umbrella, because we hadn't gone half a block when it
began to rain.
And you might ask, what time does the movie
start?
Or
begin.
And you say, it must have already
started.
Or it must have already
began.
And you say, horses gallop, but people
trot.
Or to get some, they don't walk, they
run.
And he was feeling so good that he, what, all the way home?
Ran.
And they have
run.
And he said you can't get through there because the highway department's got their machines in and the road's all
blocked.
Or it's all
torn up.
And if you give someone a bracelet and want to see how it looks on her, you'd say, well, why don't you
try it on?
Or the opposite of take it off is
put it on.
And you say, he moved here in 1960, and he's been living here ever
since.
And you say, that wasn't an accident. He did that
on purpose.
Say, if you had a question, I might say, well, I don't know the answer to your question. You better go, what, somebody else?
Go talk with someone else.
Or go, what, them, your question?
Go ask.
Okay. So then I
asked.
And you say, you've already
what? Asked.
Okay. And those little boys get mad and
fight.
And yesterday they
fought.
And ever since they were small they have
fought.
And you'd say she what him with a big knife.
Stabbed.
And then she what the blade out, didn't she?
Pulled.
Okay. And to get something to come towards you, you take hold of it and
pull.
And the other way would be
push.
Say if you were going to lift something heavy, like a piece of machinery, up on a roof, you could use pulley blocks and a rope to